Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 27 Times Cinema, that is a project fostered by the European Parliament, thanks to which 27 young cinephiles are selected to be part of the jury of Le Giornate degli Autori, and they will choose also the best film for this section. Today, I'm very glad to be here with Joshua, who is the Austrian representative. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, first of all, how did you get to know about this project? How did you apply and why, mainly?
Well, I work in the film industry in Vienna, and therefore I have kind of a network, and I know two people already who did this, and they told me about it and loved it, and were like, you have to apply, do it. So I tried last year, didn't get in, tried again this year, and luckily it worked out.
Oh, great. And What was your reaction when you discovered that you were selected, actually?
I was really surprised because the day before, I think I got a casting for a film exactly at this time.
And so you had to choose, actually.
I had to choose. And I was like, damn, why does it have to come at the same time? But then I said, okay, Venice is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I have to take it. So I decided for that and declined the other.
So how do you feel in the role of juror? Because you have a hard task as well here.
Yeah, no, but I love it because I was watching so many films in the past 2 or 3 years, and I wrote a review for every film I watched on my phone for myself, and now kind of that pays off, so I can just watch films and really have clear idea of what the film is doing, for me at least, and what I like and what I don't like about it.
And this is a more general question, let's say. What attracts you in the art of filmmaking? Are you, you know, focused on a specific role, or where do you want to work? What do you want to be in this industry?
I love everything about film. I mainly work as an actor right now. Also had the pleasure of being at the Settimana della Critica last year, and in Eismeyer, maybe you heard about it. It won their best film, yeah.
Great.
And but I want to direct. I've directed a few short films, music videos, and stuff. And in the future, I'm also planning on doing feature films.
Yeah. Okay. And what is the situation of independent cinema in your country? This is a tough question.
I feel that we get a really good support, considering Austria is such a small country, and we also deliver great quality, because Austrian films are kind of successful, considering how small our country is. We think every year we had films at Cannes, we have films at Venice, at big A-list festivals, and I think Austria is also known for its kind of, I would say, miserable films. We have very dark films in Austria, and our also known for feel-bad cinema, which is probably the reason why Austrians don't go to Austrian films that much in cinemas.
And among the films you had the chance to watch here, of course, not from Le Giornate degli Autori section. I will not spoil anything on that. Which film did you like the most?
I didn't watch that many films apart from our section.
Ah, okay.
I was focusing mainly on our section and just trying to take Venice in more. But yesterday I was at the William Friedkin, his last film, and I thought it was a great story, great screenplay, and also very, very sentimental, emotional moment to be there when Damien Chazelle and Alberto Ferreira, I think is his name, right?
Yes, I think so.
They held speeches about him, and I felt really inspired about what a great person he is. And rest in peace.
So just try to summarize now, we close our interview, just summarize your Venice experience in 3 words. Difficult maybe, but...
Adventure, connection, and passion.
Oh, great. Adventure, connection, and passion. With these 3 words, we greet Joshua. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for having shared your experience. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Mille grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.